Yeah. Rome da Frau Dave Leschalo is about her. Right. Off for the more says I'll tissue the boy Rovom that Schwarz Leuchal. So the Gersa should be, the Bach says, and the Schwarz Leuchal offer. You answer your question, Yossi. That he made a clear Shvua, he will not eat dirt. So now the Shaila is the Kamo. How much does he have to eat? To the Yova the Issa. So Tiv should he spring a proof from over here, Ad Yika Kazayas. Did you tell him now, even by offer, you have to have a Kazayas also? Samara says, no. Kikamrina, when do we say that always you have to have a Kazayas? Bimidi Devar Achila. Something that's edible. So on something that's edible, when you make a Shvua, you will not eat it. We say you mean a Kazayas, and Achila means a Kazayas. Kamrina. But over here, dirt. That's not edible. It could be when you make a Shvua, you're not going to eat dirt. It's not really an achila. Just you're being a forest, you want to make it also to you, even dirt. So there you would not need a kazayas, because it doesn't make a difference. Whether you take a little bit of dirt or a lot of dirt, it's not called an achila. It's only because you put the yisra upon yourself, therefore, here it's different. The Mavarei Kenomis, by an yisra neder, you're also even with a koshu. And what is again, Kenomis namik and forest dummy. You make an yisra neder, it's like you're explaining clearly that even a koshu should be also. And like Rashi says, Oyna Kainam Kikazu Alai Osarat Swab Khoshu. Why? To the forest dummy, the Fishain and Maskib or Shem Achila. Koshu Kamar. Since by a neder all you say is Kikazu Osar Alai. But you do not say the word Achila. But since you do not mention Achila, therefore Osar Alai means even a Koshu. So Kanamis is different. But the Chom Nesakash of Bakhtar Akiva in the Mishnah, by a Shavua, when you mention the word Achila, anytime it has to do with an Achila, where do we find with a Koshu that Yechayiv, we know always, you need a Kizayis. So Amalhen, then Akiva answered back and said, Heichin Motsinu, the Medaber, Omezi Karvin, Shazem Medaber, Omezi Karvin. Like anyway, a Shavua is different. Usually, just for speaking, for saying out, Dibur, you're not Chayiv a Karvin. Over here by Shavua, the main issur is your Dibur. At first you made a Shavua, you will not eat today. And then throughout the day you went and ate, so you chayiv a korban. Why? Because you are Mayachel, your Dibur. You went against your Dibur. And that's the Chiddush. Where do we find that a Dibur makes Yisurim? So it's something special by a Shavua. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva says, by a Shavua, even with a koshu, you should be chayiv. So first the question, is this true? V'loi, v'rei megade. If you curse Hashem, Rashi Mavarach es Hashem, the pligur of Akiva, ad rabbonim b'krisis, the megadeth may be korban. That if you curse Hashem b'shoigei, you're mechayiv a korban. So the aveir of megadeth is only with dibur. So what is Rabbi Akiva saying? That the only time you find it is by shvua. You have a case of a person curses Hashem. So Mora says medabe v'oisa karminim. Rabbi Akiva meant to say, where is there a case that with your dibur you're putting an isser upon yourself? In other words, really what Rabbi Akiva meant to say, that since you're putting the isser upon yourself with your dibur, you have a right to put it even on a koshu. When the Torah gives an isser, the isser at Torah b'achila is a kezayis. But where a person puts the isser upon himself, in a person's mind, really what meant to say, just like if you're meforish, if you speak out clearly, you want to make even a koshu isser, any little bit becomes isser, so now menastam, also it's your dibur, and most probably you mean to isser even a koshu. So when does Rabbi Akiva say the medabe v'oyser, where you're putting the yisr upon it with your dibur? Then we say most probably you mean even a koshu. But over here by megadeth, behind medaber v'choytahu, here by a megadeth he's not putting any yisurim, he's doing an aveira, he's cursing Hashem. There it's different. When you do the aveira itself, the Torah says do not do it. Okay, there you chayav a korban. There by shvua the chiddush is really it's muta. Just you are putting the iser with your dibur, so you see dibur is a very strong thing. So just like your dibur makes you chayiv a korban, it could also be mechayiv you with a koshu. Samar says, "Barei nazir, maybe korbanu al diburai karminan." That is the answer. Question is nazir, that if a person makes a nazir with a dibur alone, he makes it also for himself to drink wine or to take a haircut or to become tamei, and if he does these things the shaygeg, he is chayiv a korban. Rashi says, "Medaber v'yoseh b'diburu emezi korban b'yom t'kalachtei." Or not al siaveira. Sam, when the nazir finishes his nazirus after 30 days and he takes his haircut, then he has to bring a korban. So how the meaner is a neder is through your dibur, you're making the whole yisurim of a nazir upon yourself, and the halacha is at the end of the nazirus you have to bring a korban. So where says again there's a difference? I'll tell you.
Ray Nazir, maybe Karboni al Divura Kamrinun. Vine maybe Karbin Listeruyalay Listeruya and Kamruhu the Kamaisile. That by a Nazir really the Karbin is not because he was over the Yisr. By a Nazir he did the halacha, he kept 30 days of Nazirus. Just at the end, and now he wants his Isura and Nazirus to go off in order to give him a heter to start to drink wine again. So the Karbin is what gives him the heter. So the different type of a Karbin. The Karbin is not because he did a chet, but the Karbin is only Lishteru Yalechamra. To give him a heter, he should be able to drink wine. That's a different type of a Karbin. But we never find a Karbin that comes because you did an Avera because of your Diba. Your Diba caused the Yisr. So Mara says, why? Barei Hegdish. There's a case of Hegdish. Rashi says, Shemedaber. When you say something should be Hegdish, you're giving it over to Hegdish through your Diba. The Yisr Diburei Eshu Magdish. If afterwards somebody has enjoyment from this thing that you are makdish, the person has to bring a korban mila. Why is the korban? Because of your dibur. So you see, your dibur caused an issue here, and because of your dibur, you have to bring a korban. Gemara says, no. Rabbi Kiva meant to say, we never find that a dibur makes an issa, a private issa, upon the person. Vashenken hegdish, once you make it hegdish, it's a... all over Isser. It applies to community, it applies to everybody. But the more why? Vahai, Oisra Kol Elam Kulay. Hegdish is a universal Isser. It's also to everybody. So where it says, okay, Hare Kainomis. An Isser Kainom is an Isser Neder. When you say Kikas there, also like a Kainom, you're putting Isser upon this Kikar, but it's only to you, it's a private Isser. The Rashi says, Hare Kainomis, that means a Neder. So I also, Elo, Elo, you're only making it also to you. If you eat from the bread now, kasat the back of the havamina is the mezi korban mila shehakreinim loshin hegdishu. Now that we spoke about yesterday, that on a regular ned there's no korban. A korban is only on a shvuas sheker. There's a korban, but not on a ned there. But now we're going, when you say a loshin ned there, it depends how you say it. If you just say kikas there osur alai, this bread should be osur to me. That's a regular ned there. For sure, there's no korban. But if he says lashon of kainomus, then his kik is there also alive to kainim. So kainim is a lashon of a korban that you mean to put an ister of hegdish upon this bread. But it's not a regular hegdish that it's also to the whole world. It's only also to you. You are making a private ister kainim on it that this bread is also to you with an ister like a korban. And there's a machlekes gemara in the dorim. One man the yomis says that yesh mila v'kainomus. That once you put the Issa Kainim on the bread, it's mamas like Hegdish for you, and therefore if you have enjoyment from it, you'll be chayav a korban nila. So according to this man Yama, there's a korban because of your dibur, and it's only a private Issa. The lashon, the way you say it. Kainim is you're saying you want the Issa of a Kainim to be upon this bread. Kainim means like a korban. So it means to say you want, what type of an Issa do you want to be on this bread? So regular neder has one Issa to it. There's an Issa neder, you're not allowed to eat this bread. But you could also put a stronger Issa of a kainin. I mean, if you want to put an Issa of a korban on this bread, that to me at least, it should be Issa. Not to the rest of the world. That's the machlekes, how strong is that Issa? We're going out to have a mina for a kainomis, that there is an Issa mila, and you'll be chai the korban. Tomorrow says, no, Rabbi Kiva, I'll tell you, Kisav, Rabbi Kiva holds, ain mila of a kainomis. Rabbi Kiva holds, no, even though you use such a lashon, since it's not Issa, to everybody, it's not like a regular hegdish. It's only a private issa. It's not so chama like real hegdish. There's no issa mila. You will not be chayav a korban. Therefore, there's no private korban except a shrua. Right. So that type of a kodesh is not so strong like a regular kedusha. Right. That's what the Mekiva meant to say. Rama's the latest now. Machlokes b'stam. Where is the machlokes in the Mishnah if you make a shavua? How much do you have to eat to be over the Yisra? That's only min hastam. A person swears that he will not eat today. That's the machlokes. Did he mean, according to Bekiva, even to ask a kolshu? According to Chomim, no. He meant the lashon achila is a kazayis. Avul b'meforish, tivrihaka b'kolshu. That everybody agrees, though, that if you speak out clearly and you make a shavua that today I'm not going to eat even an ounce, even a kolshu, avada the Yisra eschal. Because you're the Bailam here. You're the owner. You're the one that's making the Issa. You can make it any way you want. Without you, you're allowed to eat the whole day. You're the one that's putting the Issa. So if you speak out clearly, a kol shu, you have the right to make the Issa even in the kol shu. which is a chiddush. Like even though kol atarkula and isurim by achila is only on the kezayis, but that's the Torah's isur achila. But when you put the isur achila, it's even with a kolshu. My time, what's the reason? Meforish nami keber yadami. You speak it out, you make it like a barrier. I'm not sure why the Gemara needs this explanation for. Rashi explained before, barrier means, what's the reason if you eat an ant, yichayiv, even though the ant is not the size of a kezayis? Because it's a davar choshev. He says, time my mishum dechashiva. So, meforish nami iyu, ach shavo di astri alei. If you go and speak out that today you want to ask upon yourself, even a kolshu, since you speak it out, it's like to you, this kolshu means a lot. So your master of this kolshu. I'm not sure why the Gemara needs this reason. It should be a simple reason that you're the one that's putting the Yisra here. You have the right to put it any way you want. The Gemara explains a little bit further that since to you, you're speaking out a kolshu, that means to you it means something. So just like by the Torah, a barrier means something special, an ant is a whole creature, it means something special, the same thing to the person. When he speaks out even a kolshu, he is master of the kolshu. Not simple that you could ask for a kolshu. That's a chiddush here. Mashmi, no, simply, you cannot ask for a kolshu, because that's not called an achila. And you're saying, you're making a shvu, you're not going to eat today. But the answer is, since to you, you speak about the kolshu, and it means something to you, obviously, so it meaning something to you, we see, just like in the Torah. When the Torah said, don't eat, if there's a creature, even a kolshu is chayiv. Of course, it's something kosher, it means a lot. The same thing to a person. When we see that to the person, a kolshu means something, therefore he can put the yisur even on the kolshu. Right. The Yomar Rava, Machlokes v'shaloi yoichel. The next is shvu, he will not eat. Avol v'shaloi etzom. Let's say the shvu is, I will not taste anything today. That was his lashon. I swear, I will not taste anything today. If so, the rehaka b'cholshu, and everybody agrees, tasting, even a kolshu is called tasting. When do you need a kezayis if you say I will not eat? Eating is a kezayis, but tasting is even a kolshu. The Gemara says, treat, of course, what's your chiddush? The Gemara says, no. Now the time I would have thought to say, litzoim nami, even though the person said, I swear, I will not taste anything today, but maybe all he meant was, kidiyamri inshi, that's an expression, the way people talk. And people mean, I will not eat, they say, I will not taste. The person today says, I'm not going to taste anything today. What does it mean? He doesn't mean just licking something, putting a spoon, your mother once knows it tastes good, is the soup good, take a sip. He means to say, I'm not going to eat today. So the way people talk is, I'm not going to taste, means I'm not going to eat. So I would have thought to say the person means a lashon of achila. Kamashma, that's the Kiddush, know that by shvuas, so very medaktik in his lashon. If he used the word, I'm not going to taste today, he meant it. Or even if he didn't think about it, but as a chiddush, if that's what the word itself means, and you're not contradicting it, we go after what the word itself means. So when you say the word, I swear I will not taste today, tasting is even a kolshu. Even if your mind wasn't with you, but since you said the word, that's what it means, that's the chiddush, yechayit, even on a kolshu. Amar Papa, machlokes b'shruas. It's only machlokes when you need a kolshu, a kezayis for kolshu, by lashon of a shvua. Avu b'kreinamit. We're making this a neder, where you say, kik is the osur alai. The Rashi, jifri hatka of the kolshu. Everybody agrees, even the chachamim, yechayit, even the kolshu or the bread. My time, what's the reason? Kenomis nami. Kivan the loicha mitka shmei the achila. You say, kik is the osur alai kekreinim. You do not say the word achila. You just say the bread itself should become like a hegdish to me. So since you did not say the word achila, it's also kind of a forest dummy. That's like you're explaining, you mean clearly even a kol shu. That you, any little part of this bread is choshev. Mace, we have a question. It says, Shnei kainamois mitstarfim. You have two different isurim of a kainim, them starf. Like you said, this bread should be offered to me with a kainim. Then you set upon a second bread, that the second bread should be offered to the kainim. Now, if you eat a little bit of each one of them, and together you read a kezayis, yichayis. That's the question. What do you have to come on to a tzira for? You're telling me with kainamos, yichayivim with a kolshu. So why does it say here that shnei kainamos is a starfin? And also it says, shnei shvuas aim a starfin. You make two shvuas, not tea, two different breads, and you eat a chati kezayis of each one, is aim a starfin. We'll soon see why. Rabbi Meir Oimer, kainamos kishvuas. The Meir says the kainam is like a shvuah. Just like a shvu is not mitzaref, the same thing a kainim is also not mitzaref. You see, you have to eat the kezayis of each bread. But the question is why? V'yisak, but anything you're going to tell me to think. That chayiv v'chol shu, you're telling me by a kainim. Everybody agrees you chayiv even with a kol shu. If so, lama li mitzaref. Why do you have to put together two chatzis zaysim to make one kezayis? You don't need a kezayis altogether. You're telling me with a kosher yechayis. The answer is, the yomar achilu mizu alai kainim, achilu mizu alai kainim. Here the Brech's talking about a special case where he said clearly, achila zu alai kainim. He said the word achila. When do we say kainim is even with a kosher? If you do not say the word achila, you just say, kikaze osar alai kainim. But if you speak out clearly, achila mizu alai kainim, an eating from this bread should be offer, then for sure you mean a kezayis. The Mori Hachi is so, amai mitzarefet, soif soif, zil lehoch olek yishiroi, the zil lehoch olek yishiroi. If he spoke out clearly that the Yisr Neder is not to eat a kezayis from this bread, so as long as he did not eat a kezayis from that bread, he wasn't over the Yisr. So true, he made a second Yisr on another piece of bread, but what does one have to do with the other? They're two separate Yisurim, and you're only Ovar if you eat a kezayis. Here he did not eat a kezayis from each bread. A chatz kezayis is not the Yisr. So why talk of this? But sorry. So more answer, the case has to be the Yomar that the person said like this. The Yomar, he said, Achila mishtehem olai kainim. That he said, what an eating from these two breads should be offered to me. So since he said it in one lashon, sure, he meant to put the Yisr on either one of these two breads. But the zikha atir, if you put the two together, he meant to say it's also to me, see the kezayis of these two breads. See the chatzis zayis here, the chatzis zayis there, yechayis. Right. The Mara says, if that's the case, if so, the kavos, the gav yishvus. This same case is by yishvu also, the yama. What will be the case? The person said, shvua, shlo yoicha mishtayim, I swear that today I will not eat from these two breads. If so, amayim tzarfin. So why isn't it tzarf? You made one shvua that these two breads are offered to me. So if you have an achil of a kezayis from both of them together, you should be chayif. So that can't be the case. What should be the difference then between a kainim and a shvua? So with Zomra, Pinchas said, I'll tell you, shani shvua. Shvua is still different. Shvua, we still look at each shvua separately. You can't put the two together. Just like each shvua is chayiv its own korban chatis, is a mitzarfim. They're not put together. So Rashi says, it says the chatis, mitoch sheshtei tikres halalu, chashuvoi shteyem linyin chatis, v'shvua zu. Like we'll learn later about this. That's the Mishnah later by Shavuot. That if you make one Shavuot, you will not eat this bread, and you will not eat that bread. Since you spoke out separately each bread, it's like a separate Shavuot chal upon each bread. And therefore, if you eat the kezayis from one bread, you chayiv a chatis. If you eat another kezayis from the second bread, you chayiv a second chatis. Even though it was behelam echad, it was one forgetting. So you see here the Shavuot. Since you speak out clearly each bread separately, it's like a separate shvuah, one with the other. Therefore, you can't put mitzaref one to the other. By kainomis, there's no korban. There's no special chiddush. Each one's a separate issa. There we say it's one issa, it's one big issa. You made a kainin, you're not going to eat from these two breads. So therefore, you put a kezayis together from the two breads, you'll be chayiv. But by a shvuah, that each shvuah is mechayiv you a separate korban. So we look at each Shavua separately. Each bread has its own separate issa. So you have to eat the kezayis from each one of them. You cannot make mitzaref them. So the Mori Hachi is so, Rabbi Meir, what does Rabbi Meir say? Kainam is kishvuah. He says that a kainam is also not mitzaref like a shavuah. The question is why? Why shouldn't it be mitzaref? This lame is shavuah. You tell him you knew svar by a shavuah. Ho, you'll be chaluk as a chatoit. Since the maisa, since you said two different breads, it's like a separate shavuah. Each one is mechayiv you its own korban. That's why you can't put the two together. Ela kainomis amaylai, but kainomis has no shvuah. It's just the yisur itself. If you speak out, this kainam, I can't have an achila from these two breads. So clearly, if you put the two together, if you eat a chatzik zayis from each one, why is it ein tzarf? The Gemara says eipach. Change around Rabbi Meir. Eipach Rabbi Meir, and say like this. Rabbi Meir says. Shavua ki kainomis, just the opposite. That shavua is like kainomis. Just like kainomis, it's a svar pshuta. That it is mitzaref, you said you can't have an achila from these two breads, so pshita together with mitzaref. He holds the same thing by shavua also. But left by the Rav Pinchas, he doesn't offer a Pinchas svarah. That even though they're mechalik for chatois, if you would eat a kezayis from each bread, you'd have to bring two chatois, but so what? That's because you did the yisa twice. But now that you only eat a chassi kazayas from one, and a chassi kazayas from the other one, lemaisa now you only ate one zayas. So you have one korban, that's all. But the Ramei holds, it is mitzvah. Ravina says, Ravina Amar, ki kam rapap, when rapap say, linyan malkus. Rapap only said it's for linyan malkus. Rashi says, Kigomara Papa, that the first statement he made meant there was Kainoma's Kolshu. After he said that by Nisa Kainin, everybody agrees Yechayvim with the Kolshu. And if so, he had a question here at Mashmo, and he's a Tzirif. You have to put the two together. So what is the Tzirif for? Here's the question. My answer is, he only said it Lamalkis. Kitanya hi linya Korbin, Divinin Shavapruta. I tell you, for Korbin is different. That's how we say Yechayv a Korbin be Kainoma's, there is only if you start off the two. And we're going now with Kainomis, that Yesh Mila the Kainomis. That since you made a lashon of a Kainin, that this bread should be also to you like a Korbin, it has Kedush enough that if you have enjoyment from it, you're Chayiv a Korbin. Now by Korbin, the Issur Nen of Mila is always with a Shavapruta. But since you have to have a Shavapruta's worth, therefore you cannot even start the two together. So there's no Sira. When did Rav Papa say by Kainomis, you also even with a Kol Shoe? That's only for Malkus. For the pure Issur of Kainomis, since you did not say the Lashon of Achila, even with a Kol Shoe, there'll be Malkus if you eat it. B'mezit. But B'shegid, when you chayiv a korban, here it's different. Since you have to come on to a new shear of Shavapruta, then I'm a star. Mila l'tzarf, k'toni lav k'lik zayis, el Shavapruta, then I'm a star. That if you hold your chayiv a korban, then it's good. Just like Rav Pinchas said a svara by Shavuot, that they're a star. They're not a star because of the korban. So I tell you, Rabbi Meir also is like that. Rabbi Meir holds that there's Yesh Mila b'Kenomis, so there's a Korban by Kenomis, so therefore, just like by Shavuot, it's not Mitzarif, the same thing by Kenom also is not Mitzarif. But there's no serious to what Rabbi Papa meant to say before. There is only talking about the Mezid that Yechai is Malkus, that on a regular Kenin, a regular Issa Neder, since you do not say the word Achila, Yechai is even with a Kolshim. Yes. To see it. Lemaimi, you want to tell me now, the Sabri Rabbanon, so the Rabbanon hold here, that Yesh Mila B'Kenomis, that's where the Rambam paskins, that by an Issa Neder, through a Kainim, it has Kedush enough, like a Hegdish, to be Mechayiv you a Korban Mila, if you have enjoyment from it. I have what Tani will learn like this. Kikas to Hegdish. Somebody says, this bread should be Hegdish. Be Ochla, and he eats it. Beinu, Bein Chaveroi Moal. Whether he eats it or his friend eats it, doesn't make a difference. Once you make it Hegdish, it's Hegdish for everybody. Whoever eats from it has to bring a Ischayas. The Tzikach, therefore, Yesh La Pidyon. It has Kedusha that you could be pointer it. You could take money and take the Kedusha off the Chayfet and put it onto the money. What about Tzikach Zeh Olai Hegdish? This bread should be to me like Hegdish, which is like a Neder. You only need it for yourself. So the locker is, Hu Mo'al, if he does it, he has an if he'll have enjoyment, he's over the Yisrael. But Chaver Le Moel, it's only Yosef himself, and not to his Chaver. The Tzikach, therefore, ain't La Pidyon. There's no Pidyon over here. Because since the Kedusha is not that strong, you cannot remove the Kedusha with the Pidyon taking money. How can we do that? How can we make it happen? Therefore, it has no Pidyon. Different words here.